Nurse?
That it certainly
all
does.
All right, everybody, let's relax a minute. It's time now for Don Gardner. Don?
Yes, I better take a little time out now, for it's time to me to talk about the busiest man in town. You know this man well. You've seen him at work in cap and coveralls. Chances are he's helped you out of many a jam. He's your friendly, helpful automobile mechanic. You're a motor specialist, and he knows your engine like a book. He can tune it, adjust it, cure it of all mechanical ills, and even recondition it like new. Go to him regularly. Let him watch over your engine and protect it. Let him catch little troubles before they grow big and expensive. When your motor specialist recommends new piston rings and says Hastings rings, you'll know he's right. They're tough, but oh so gentle. Tough on oil pumping, gentle on cylinder walls. Remember the name Hastings. The best money you can spend on your car.
Now, Don, our scoreboard shows that there is a $180 bonus in the strike box, and that's the only bonus there is, and everybody has been going after it.
And now the game continues right down your alley. Brought to you now by the Kayside Corporation of Hastings, Michigan, maker of Kayside. In a new car, Kayside protects the motor during the vital break-in period by carrying oil to all the tight spots. A Kayside break-in means a longer live motor. So put Kayside in the crankcase of your new car the very first mile.
Thank you, Don. Now, our next bowler coming up here is Miss Jean Pontecorvo. Is that correctly pronounced?
That's correct, Mr. Slater.
Thank you. She's a clerk. Her home is in City Island, New York. Here's your qualifying question, Miss Pontecorvo. Who is the president of the new Philippine nation? Osmena or Roxas?
Roxas.
Roxas, right down your alley you're in. Miss Pontecorvo, you're sort of a little girl, aren't you?
And my friends call me Jeep. That's my nickname.
Your friends call you Jeep?
That's right.
Well, I never expected to have a two-legged Jeep up here. Are you a military Jeep or one for civilian use, Miss Pontecorvo?
Oh, strictly civilian use, Mr. Slater.
Are you engaged?
Not yet, but I sure hope to be soon.
Oh, what's the situation, if it's any of my business?
Well, he's not home yet. I'm just waiting for him to come home, that's all.
And you think he's going to pop the question when he comes home?
He'd better if he knows what's good for him.
Have you got any indication of how the wind's blowing?
Oh, well, I've talked to his mother and sister about it a lot. And...
Oh, you've got it fixed up with them.
Oh, sure.
What chance has one man got against three women?
Not much.
Mother and sister and fiancé. Well, good luck to you when he comes back. Now let's get to your bowling, because all eyes are turned on that $180 bonus over there. How'd you get into bowling, Miss Pontecorvo?
Oh, Mother used to bowl with the bowling club, and I used to go down to watch her, and they taught me how to keep score, but they told me I was too little to bowl. So finally, I bribed my brother to take me down the alley and let me try, and
good.
I just sort of took to it.
You have an interesting way of working out your family problems.
Oh,
I know
try
what's
hard.
Going to happen to this guy when he comes back, don't you, guys?
They look like it.
Now, Miss Pontecorvo, how many pins are you going to try to knock down?
What a foolish question with $180 in the
You're going
box.
For the strike, too?
Have to try it.
Good. If you get it, you'll get $270. Now, you're not too small, Miss Pontecorvo. Everybody in the place is pulling for you. $180 bonus, $90 for bidding and bowling the strike. Give her ball, the one she's picked out, and let Miss Jean Pontecorvo go out on the alley. She's a very cute little girl with black hair, and she's wearing a black dress, white bobby socks, and she has on her bowling shoes, of course. She wears glasses, taking plenty of time, and all eyes are on Miss Pontecorvo. She rolls a pretty good ball. It's looking good. Oh! Miss Pontecorvo got them all but one, and it just teetered and teetered and teetered. Oh, brother, that is tough going. Now, what's next, Don?
This is certainly very tantalizing, Bill.
You are absolutely right.
But now, Bill, and to all of our friends, I'd like to introduce a very special guest on Right Down Your Alley this afternoon. The famous columnist, syndicated columnist of the New York Daily News and many other newspapers throughout the country, Mr. Danton Walker.
Mr. Walker, welcome to Right Down Your Alley.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, Danton, we're honored to have you on our program. I suppose people all over the world have known about Broadway through your writings. You find it an interesting job, huh?
Yes, it is.
You've been covering the Broadway beat quite a while now, Danton?
Well, it's 10 years this next week.
You born and raised in New York City?
No, I came from Atlanta, Georgia.
You came from down in Georgia?
Yes.
Do you live in New York City now?
Yes.
Right in the city?
Yes, I have a little place up the country.
Oh, you have a place out in the country? Is this the good old New York story of the boy who leaves the country to come to the big city to buy a home in the country?
I'm afraid that's it, Bill.
Well, it's a pleasant cycle to follow, Danton. Danton, how do you get all your dope that you have in that column? You tell about things long before anybody thinks they're going to happen.
Well, Bill, a lot of people ask me that, but I'm afraid I'll have to give you the same runaround answer. It's a trade secret.
Oh, you won't tell, huh?
No.
Okay. Well, there's no harm asking, is there?
Not at all.
Do you remember this section of New York here on 50th
Street? I sure do. Yes.
You know what was here before the Roxy Bowling Alley?
Sure.
Here? What was that?
Earl Carroll Theater.
You do know your Broadway, don't you?
Remember that door where through this door passed the most beautiful girls in the world?
You mean a stage door?
Sure.
Of the kind that our captain stood at and got his wife this afternoon?
That's right.
He's been right in place. It's been a great old door in the history of men and women,
indeed.
Hasn't it?
Yes.
Danton, there was a story written, and it got a lot of circulation lately, by Stanley Walker saying that he's no relation of yours, is he?
No, he's not.
But he said New York was changing, sort of going to the Bow Wows. It wasn't the grand old glamorous and heartwarming place it used to be. What's your attitude on that?
Well, I think that Broadway is glamorous to everybody when they're new here, and it still keeps glamorous to a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
Glamorous to me.
You think it's still the same good old Broadway?
Well, nobody... What is the good old Broadway? What's the good old days? Nobody knows.
I don't know.
It's always good when you're in love or you're seeing something for the first time.
Don't look at my gray hairs when you ask what are the good old days, Danton. Well, Danton, we're very pleased to have you here. By the way, can you give us any dope on what's coming out in the column in the morning?
Oh, I didn't expect that. I don't remember what I wrote, Bill.
Okay, I'll pay my 2 cents and find out. Chintzy, Gary. Danton, how are you in the field of bowling? Are you going to bowl for us?
Well, I'm not very good. I would love to try for that $180, but I hurt my arm yesterday.
How'd you hurt your arm?
Trying to run a lawnmower.
The famous Broadway columnist has trouble with a lawnmower.
My right arm, too.
Well, your wife and I sympathize with you, at least. So on account of the lawnmower in your arm, you don't feel you can bowl this afternoon.
I'm afraid I better not try.
Well, the 10 pins will be sitting up there then for our next contestant, and all of us will be following that great column of yours, Danton, with our appreciation of your being here with us this afternoon.
Thank you,
Thanks
Bill.
Thanks a lot to you, Danton Thanks. Walker. Great writers and great men like Danton and people like all of our friends here on 50th Street that make New York City the great place that it is. And now, who is this eager-eyed young man who has invaded New York City this afternoon?
An eager K-side bowler, Bill Hires, a male model from Savannah, Georgia.
Well, Mr. Hires, here's your qualifying question. How many people go to the movies each week in this country? I'm going to let you give me within 50 million of the right answer. How
I'd say about 100 and... I don't know.
Now.
It must be... Well, I think everyone goes, so it must be 147 million.
Well, now, it's not quite 147 million. After all, that includes those little tadpole kids, you know. You don't see them in the movies very often, do you?
Oh, I guess possibly.
You better make another guess there, Mr. Hires. I'm only asking you within 50 million.
About 90 million, then, I'd say.
Well, that would be pretty close, because the accepted figure is around 95 million. You worked that out, finally, didn't you, Mr. Hires? Mr. Hires, you're listed here as a male model.
Yes.
What kind of modeling do you do?
Photography modeling.
Photography?
Yes.
Well, you are. You're a pretty good-looking guy, Gardner. How'd you get in this business?
Well, I broke an arm overseas, and they sent me back, and my friends had asked me to try this, so I did.
Well, do you think I could get in
the
business?
Yes, I think you could if you lost a little in a few places.
Let's not go into that anymore, D.B. Do you have much trouble with the girls, Mr. Hires?
No, I'm afraid I don't have enough trouble with the girls.
Oh.
I like girls.
You'd like to have more trouble with them?
Oh, yes.
Well, Mr. Hires, let us change the subject, if we may, please, to bowling. The 10 pins at the end of the alley, $210 bonus in the strike box. How many pins are you going to try to knock down?
Well, I'm very nervous. That $210 makes me, but I'm going to try for a strike. I wouldn't be different than the others.
Try for a strike. That means that if you roll this strike that you've bid, Mr. Hires, you will get $300 for rolling one bowling ball. What are you going to do with that $300?
I'm going to spend it.
You'll have a lot of trouble with girls then, Mr. Hires. Mr. Hires takes his bowling ball. He's a tall, good-looking, dark-haired man wearing a dark red shirt and blue slacks. He goes out. He's taking plenty of time, and there is scarcely a breath being drawn in the Roxy bowling alleys here because this one ball... Take your time, Mr. Hires. One ball, and if he gets them all down, he gets $300. Mr. Hires comes up, bowls, all eyes turn, and look, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. You missed them by just two, Mr. Hires. Well, that's very, very, very tough luck. And now the bonus there is $240.
Well, Bill, it looks like we've arrived at the kingpin payoff.
Time for the payoff. Well, then how much money is there in the payoff this week? It's going to be a lot.
I better get my adding machine. For this week's carryover plus today's bonuses gives us a total of $638 in the payoff this week.
Oh, boy! One of our bowlers is going to get a crack at that $638 in just a moment. Now it's your turn, Don. What's the good word while I round up all the bowlers?
And I have a good word for every car owner. I have the key to better and smoother motor performance right here in my hand. The key is K-Sight. And K-Sight guarantees better and smoother performance or double your money back. You see, K-Sight cleans your motor, keeps it clean, does away with coughs, jerks, and sputters caused by sludge and gum, leaves your motor free-running and powerful. K-Sight gives you easier starting, quicker pickup. You can get K-Sight from your garage, service station, or car dealer only 65 cents a pint. Use it two ways. A pint through the air intake to tune up your motor, a pint in the crankcase to keep your motor clean. No matter what motor oil you're using, you'll get better and smoother performance when you add K-Sight.
Well said, Donald, my boy. Now, all our bowlers in today's game are grouped around me here waiting to hear the kingpin question.
And who sent in today's question, Bill?
The kingpin question we're using today was sent in by Alan Capenhurst of St. Joseph's Collegiate in Buffalo, New York. Mr. Capenhurst receives $100 for sending it in. Congratulations to you, sir.
And the first bowler who gets the correct answer to that question will bowl for the payoff, which today amounts to $638.
All right, now, everybody. I'm going to ask the question. All our bowlers are grouped around me here. And I'll keep throwing clues until one of you gets the right answer. Now, when any of you thinks he or she has the right answer, hold up your hand and yell strike real loud. Everybody ready? Okay, here we go. I want you to tell me the name of this man. He was born on December 5th, 1901 in Chicago. They say he was brought up on a farm in Missouri. He wears a mustache. He is president of the biggest company of its kind in the world. He lives on the West Coast. He has made...
Strike?
No, it's not Mr. Kaiser. That eliminates you. I'm sorry, lady. All right, here we go. He has made Little Pigs very famous.
Walt Disney.
Walt Disney is correct. The gentleman has it. This gentleman right here, the man who is having trouble with his rings, you have qualified for the kingpin payoff. You get the chance, sir. Let me have his card. You are Mr. who, sir?
Bratcher.
Mr. Bratcher. Well, congratulations to you, Mr. Bratcher, for getting Walt Disney. Nice going, fella. Now, Mr. Bratcher, you're the man who, after using the same ring twice and having it given back to him, is considering buying a new ring.
Bill, that'll buy a full carat.
That will buy a honey of a ring.
That's on the side.
That's $638. And here's the situation, Mr. Bratcher. If you roll a strike with this first ball that you're holding under your arm there right now, you get the whole $638. If you don't get them all down, you'll get a chance for a spare, and if you make the spare, you'll get $319. You understand it, don't you?
That's right.
You've got the ring picked out, haven't you? Mr. Bratcher, go out on the court there. Go out on the alleys. Take plenty of time. $638 for rolling one bowling ball. Everybody is looking at Mr. Bratcher, who's a very good-natured fellow. Take lots of time, Mr. Bratcher. Wearing a white shirt, light slacks. Man from California way comes up. He rolls it. It looks pretty good. No. You've got a good spare. You've got an excellent chance for a spare there. You have the 1, 2, 6, and 10 left up. Return him his bowling ball. That's an easy spare. That's one of the old familiar railroads. And he's got the 1, 2, 6, and 10. And if you roll this, you'll have yourself $319, Mr. Bretcher. Now Mr. Bretcher is going back. He's going to roll this one now. To get for the spare and for $319. He rolls it. I think. Oh, that's just too darn bad, Mr. Bretcher. That's tough luck. But that $638, friends, goes over to the kingpin payoff for next week. Now, this is Bill Slater, hoping that you all enjoyed today's game and that you'll be on hand to share the fun with us again next week. Remember, in piston rings,
it's Hastings.
For better and smoother motor performance,
it's K-Sight.
And for radio's bowling game,
it's right down your alley. Brought to you by the Hastings Manufacturing Company, maker of Hastings piston rings, and its associate, the K-Sight Corporation, maker of K-Sight. Right Down Your Alley is created by Ralph Hartell and produced by William Marshall. Don Gardner speaking from the Roxy Bowling Center in New York City. And this is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.